Welcome to the Naturally Healthy Pets Podcast. Let's get to it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Naturally Healthy Pets Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Judy Morgan, and my guest today is Sue London, a globally renowned, award-winning hospice pet doula and pet healer. She has helped thousands of people and their pets through healing, coping with emotional trauma, as well as providing tools to deal with behaviors of difficult pets. She has dedicated her life to helping others to deeply connect with their own true self and with their animals, both living and crossing over. Her expertise is in sharing messages and helping pet owners understand exactly what their pet experiences before, during, and after they take their last breath. Sue, thank you for joining me. This is fascinating.
Great. It's wonderful to be here, Dr. Judy, and thanks for having me on the show.
Okay. So you say that you are a hospice pet doula. I just read a book about a human death doula, which was amazing. I didn't know there was such a thing. So what do you do as a hospice pet doula?
Okay. So I, from my own experience of dying twice myself, I help the pet owner understand what is going to happen to their pet and that, you know, what they're going to experience and kind of prepare the pet owner for what the journey is going to be and to assure them that their pets are going to be okay and share my story of crossing over to give them kind of an example of how beautiful heaven is. That's the first thing, to prepare them. So then what happens is sometimes, you know, if someone has a pet that's like ready to cross, it's an emergency, they'll reach out to me. And then I'm either on the phone with them while it's happening, or we're talking through text, or, you know, whatever we have to do to make that work, we'll communicate. So it's up to them. Sometimes if someone's alone, they just want me on, like listening on the phone. So if they have to say, help, what's happening, what's, you know, Charlie feeling, that kind of thing, then I'm there. So what is happening at that point is I'm feeling in me physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually exactly what the pet is feeling. And I'm also feeling who is coming from the other side. I see them. And then any messages for the owner that they need to know. So do you want me to give you an example of?
Yeah, this is so cool.
Okay. So my dog actually, Gussie, he just crossed over June 30th. And what happened with him, he was just turning 17 years old. He's a King Cavalier Spaniel, beautiful dog. He was like a puppy, real talker and chasing balls even at that age. I mean, I do healing on pets as well. So, I mean, my dog got Reiki massages 4 times a day. So, you know, they had the good life, right? So anyways, what happened? All of a sudden, you know, I get this message from Gussie that you're getting a new puppy, Mom. The worst thing I could ever want to hear my dogs tell me, because I know that they're getting ready to cross over at that point.
Oh boy.
So I said, you know what? Like, Gus, no, I want to have you here for a while. Mom, you're getting a new puppy. And I know that when I go to the other side, I'm going to be able to help you more. And I said, no, it's good. You know, you can stay. So then we just started, you know, I listen to what I need to do and every step, no matter what I'm doing. And that particular night I heard, you know, stay up all night with Gussie, take Gussie outside and wrap him in a blanket and just go look at the moon and the stars. And so while we were out there, he was telling me, you know, I love you, Mom. And, you know, we don't have much time together as we are at this time and place. It's going to change. So I knew, because I was feeling it. Our other dog was sniffing him a lot over the couple of weeks. And then what happened, we stayed outside. It was about like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was outside in my pajamas. And I just thought, like, this was a moment I knew that I was always going to remember. And I didn't want to look ahead. I just wanted to be in the present moment to really, you know, for Gus and I to talk. So he was telling me, you know, I'm proud of you, Mom. I love you. I'm not going anywhere. Like, you know, the things that a pet would tell their owner. So then I heard, we were out there for about an hour and a half. So then we finally got to sleep. I slept on the floor beside him. And about 5 o'clock woke up. My husband was getting ready to go to work. And I said to my husband, I need to go have my shower now. He says, you never have a shower at 5:30 in the morning. I said, I need to have my shower. I have to just have to follow through with that. So I had my shower and I said to Ross, you're not supposed to go to work, that you need to be here because this is Gussie's final day. It just came out of my mouth. And a lot of times, like, I'm not thinking about it, but it will channel out of me. So like they're using me and channeling. So I hear myself hear what, you know, my higher self is telling me. So Ross is like, no, Gussie's going to be fine. And everything's great. I said, no, you shouldn't go. Ross went out the door at 6 o'clock. At 6:30, Gussie's health changed drastically. And I was holding him. I was doing healing on him. I was talking to him. Marley, our other little guy, little 10-pound shih tzu, he's sitting, his head's going like that. And he saw all the angels and our loved ones come in. And Gussie was, you know, mom, you know, this is it. So I picked him up and I was, you know, rocking him and that, stood up and he vomited all over me and vomited all over himself. And I thought, okay, I need to get him outside because I didn't, you know, it was need to be in that area. So anyways, I put him down gently on our deck and I ran in to get a cloth. And then when I came out, he wasn't there on the deck. And at this point he was very weak. And I thought, where did he go? He had actually in like a matter of 2 minutes running in and out, in 2 minutes, he had dragged his body in the back corner of where our grass was. And I had this feeling that there was something really wrong in that corner. I kept telling Ross, there's something not right in that corner. I don't know what it is. Talking to our vet, and he says, well, do you see any raccoon poop? And I'm, no, we checked all for that. And so I just had this bad feeling. So that is exactly where he dragged his body, exactly where I had this feeling. So I, you know, and he was just laying there. He had a seizure. And at that point, I'm feeling in me exactly what he was experiencing. And I knew it was the end. And I knew we didn't have a lot of time. So I called my dog sitter. And anytime I've, you know, we've had a pet cross, we've always included our other pet to be there to say goodbye as well. I knew this time I couldn't do it. I had to, you know, gather Gussie up and then get him in the car and then get to that vet hospital where we live. There's only one emergency vet hospital and it was 40 minute plus drive for me. So I thought, okay, Gussie, you know what? We're going to make a miracle happen. So I just started asking, you know, my angels and all the pets on the other side that were with both of us to just magically appear a cop car and get him to give me get me there fast. So we're driving and all of a sudden a police car appeared on the side of the highway. So I pulled over and I said, you know, I really need your help. My dog is dying. And he said, okay, you know what? Your dog is the most important. You speed, you get where you had to go. And he knew where I had to go. And he said, you know, like, and I said, well, how fast can I go? And he says, dude, just go as fast as you want. I can tell you're a responsible person. I've wrote your plate down. And if anyone sees you speeding, they'll know I've approved it. What's going on? So it should have taken me 42 minutes. We got there in 24 minutes. My husband was there waiting. And I thank God so much for like bringing that police officer to me to, you know, have that miracle happen.
Manifesting what you need.
Right? Exactly. Right. So number one lesson, everyone listening, you can manifest whatever, right? Yep. So then I got to the vet hospital and then the lab tech was there with a blanket and she took him and I said to Ross, this is it. Like, he's not coming home. And so we went in and the vet that we had was just an amazing girl. And she didn't know what was walking through her door when I'm starting to tell her, yeah, the lights flashing, you know, is like for you to know that there's a lot coming from the other side. And she said, we always have that happen when an animal's crossing. Is that what that means? So then the room temperature was getting really cold and so then she said, yeah, do you feel, and I said to her, do you feel how cold it is? And she said, yes, it always happens. And so I explained to her that this was the other side, that Gussie had a lot of love and support that wanted to help him. And that interestingly enough, a lot of animals that I helped cross started coming from the other side to help me, to help Gus. That got me emotional. And I started crying because I thought, like, how incredible, like, what people don't see and what we are experiencing is just we live and cross in such a magical way. And there's so much more to our journeys. So
I totally wish everybody could see all of those beings. When my grandfather passed, he had a hospice care person with him. Mm-hmm. And she said that he said three people in white robes were standing at the foot of his bed. And one was his wife who had passed before. I don't even remember who the other two people were, but I, you know, so many of us miss that and don't see that, but it's so nice to hear that. And it's nice to know that our animals are still out there watching over us, which I've believed that for many years. I talked to a death expert. When I wrote my first book, I happened to be standing in line behind her to talk to some TV and radio personalities about books. And I said, I just tapped her on the shoulder and I didn't know her. And I said, am I going to see all my animals again? And she was like, absolutely. And she started telling me about it. And I was just like, this is the coolest thing ever. So I'm clinging with that one. So you died twice.
Yes, I did.
How?
Okay. So the first time I was 21 years old, and what happened, I was allergic to anesthetic. And I was simply going to have my wisdom teeth taken out. Oh, geez. And of course, I was a very shy person and trusting. And yes, so I'm allergic to anesthetic. Pseudoclerestorate deficiency is the term. And so I'm thinking everything is good. And I went and they were giving me a needle. And I said, well, what was that for? And they said, well, we had to give you anesthetic to put you out. And it wasn't, maybe a minute later, then I don't remember anything. And what happened, I crossed over and I was in this beautiful field of daisies with my childhood dog Spot. And we were there together. And what was really special about that for me was that she was like my best friend, my sister, and she helped me go through, she supported me when both my parents were physically, emotionally abusive. So I'm an only child. That was my support, my dog. And so here she came into my life at age two. And then, you know, I was getting ready to walk down the aisle with Mr. Wrong. And that's a whole other story about how she was trying to warn me about that. But anyways, what happened, my mother had taken her about 6 months before I was supposed to walk down. She took her away. And I didn't know. I was busy at work. And long story short, she had taken Spot to be put down. I still to this day don't know what happened. Spot does not want me to see. I feel like she wasn't wanting to go. And, you know, for my sake, she wanted me to remember how we were together. But I found out 3 weeks later that she was gone. And for me to connect with Spot again, because her energy, like me at that age, was very, very shy. So when animals are shy, their energy does not come through really strong. And that's why I always ask for a picture, because people will say, oh, well, you see, you know, like Joe or you know, Spot or whatever. And then another animal comes and I'm getting messages from this other animal, but because this one's so shy with their energy, they're taking a step back. Right. So Spot, you know, she's coming, right? So Spot came to me and she's like, you know, I've never left you, Susie. And I've always been here. I'm so proud of you. And I told you he was wrong for you. And cause she used to bite his ankles and she never bit anybody but my ex. Right. So what happened, I was there, I don't know how long, I just remember it was just this place of joy and love, and it was like the world had stopped, and I was just focused on my dog, and we were connected again, and there was butterflies, the sky was this beautiful blue, and all this, just, you could just, as far as you could see, was this field of daisies. It was incredible.
So that is so amazing.
Right?
I'm going to interrupt you right there. Yes. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll finish this up and we'll hear about time number two, because how many people do that? We'll be right back.
Canine hospice and palliative care is gaining popularity as dog lovers realize how impactful hands-on care can be as our pets age. Two experts in this field, Dr. Judy Morgan and Michelle Allen, created a course for the dedicated pet lover or pet professional called An Integrative Approach to Hospice and Palliative Care for Dogs. Dr. Judy covers the integrative veterinary medicine aspect of hospice, and Michelle tackles the real-life experiences and care expertise. The combination of these two skill sets created the best one-stop resource for gaining knowledge on dog hospice. And as a thank you to our podcast listeners, use code PODCAST21 for 30% off all hospice and palliative care courses at drjudyu.com. Don't wait. Get started today learning how to support dogs when they need you most.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. And my guest today is Sue London, who is a hospice pet doula. Just amazing stories. So we heard about her first death experience and her childhood dog Spot helped her through that. So what was the second? So that was at age 21. Holy cow. Yeah. What was the second one?
Okay. So the second one was at that time I had, you know, I was in a place in my life. I was age 34 and I had been diagnosed a few years earlier at the age of 26, actually, with Crohn's disease. Stress, you know, no surprise, right?
Right.
And anyways, I did go on to heal the disease. So everyone knows magic can happen again. Miracles happen. I went on to heal that disease. But before that happened, what happened when I was 34, it was August 30th. And I remember waking up and I had this funny feeling in my midriff, but I couldn't explain it. And I had gone through 18 surgeries at that point, up until that point. So I knew what feeling meant what, right? And so anyways, I went to the hospital and they said that I had a torn muscle, go home, rest, and you'll be fine.
Oh boy.
So 4 hours later, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. It was a mess. And so I was taken back to the hospital, sat in the waiting room for 4 hours and I collapsed on the floor. They took me in and they said, oh, we made a mistake. Your intestine just burst. And who do you want to say goodbye to? So I asked for my dog, Rocky. Rocky was a dog that I got 8 months before I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. He was my pet therapist. And, you know, when I'd have pain, he'd lick my face and, you know, really help me and, you know, just doing working his magic. So what happened, I remember saying, you know, I want Rocky, but it didn't make sense because I only have 30 minutes to live and we were an hour away from where we had to go.
Jeez.
But that's how much I was so connected with my animals, more to my animals than to people, right? So then what happened, the first thing I remember is I'm laying in this bed and all these doctors were around me and nurses and they were all in their blues, their green, you know, their
right. coats. Hospital scrubs.
I saw like the doctors in the white coats and they were stressing and getting anxious and they were running around. They were yelling. And I thought, this is really weird. Why are people acting so strange? And I found that my body started getting less pain. Now my intestine just burst. That's a really painful thing. But what was happening, my body was getting lighter and I wasn't feeling the pain. So then I was feeling myself, and I didn't know it was my soul, but I felt myself coming up off the table and looking down at these people. And I thought, boy, they're really stressed. Like, I don't know how they can live that way. And that's where my focus was. And then I felt myself going higher and higher, but it was like I was in an elevator going up. I guess that's the best way to explain it. And then as I was going up, I was hearing, you know, what would you have done differently? And I was, you know, thinking, and I thought, that's really weird, but I wouldn't have done anything different. I always told people I loved them. You know, I always told everyone I appreciated them when that time was there. I always treated it all my life like it was the last time I was going to see that person. I didn't understand why, but I still do this because I think it's important awesome. To do that. So I had no regrets. So then what happened? I was going higher and I was really starting to see how my body was so light. There was no pain in my body for the first time in such a long time. I felt this love like I'd never, ever experienced before. And this support and this, I just felt like I was wrapped in the like angel wings and this love was incredible. And I remember thinking that this is somewhere wherever I am, I want to stay because my husband, the Mr. Wrong, was abusive as well. And so he was never around. I would later learn that he had a girlfriend for 14 of our 16-year marriage. And here I am, you know, in and out of hospitals. And what kind of mom am I? Because I've got Crohn's disease. And that's not a great disease to have if you're going through it. And to take my kids for a walk, couldn't do that because I always needed to be near a washroom, right? And so I remember, you know, I'm staying. This is great wherever I am. This is awesome. So then I got to a point where I looked in front of me, like my eyes kind of open, and it was like a different, like it, I was going in a different scene, and I saw all this white fog, and I saw like black shapes, and I couldn't understand because it was really confusing for me with all the feelings I was having and seeing and trying to figure out what was happening. And this feeling was getting stronger. I'm staying. Then all of a sudden I saw this being walk forward, and it was my Grandpa Buck. And my Grandpa Buck was my best friend. He was my mentor. He was my hero. And if anybody could kick a strong Sagittarian stubbornness, it was my Grandpa Buck. And so he said to me, you know, Susie, it's not your time. You need to go back. Then I saw this other being walk up beside him, and it was Jesus. And he said, you have a destiny to fulfill. You have not done yet. You need to go back because you have, at a global level, millions of people and pets that you need to help them cope, heal, and move forward. And we will guide you with every step of the way. Now I thought, okay, those are two people you don't say no to. And I thought, they're stepping forward. So there's got to be something to this. And then I literally came back, and it was like, I was a new person. Like they say, born again. I really was, because I thought, why do people rush? And why are they so stressed? And why aren't they enjoying what they have? And why aren't they grateful? Like it just started me on all kinds of questions and journeys. And then I just started getting messages, and I would follow it. And even now, like I hear, do this, and I do it. And then I'm being guided to go and give somebody a hug that their pet just crossed over and tell them, and this is what is happening. So yeah, everything I experienced.
That is so cool.
Right. Just been meant to be.
Do you feel that people sometimes grieve more for their pets than they do for people?
100%. 100%.
Why is that?
Well, I know for me that I don't cry for when people cross, because I know what is coming for them. I did cry for my grandpa, but we were so connected. Like we we've been together in other lifetimes. This is another story, but another show about that, right? But we were really connected, and it was interesting because when Gussie crossed, I really, really cried for him as well. And I discovered, and I thought, why am I crying so much? I do this every day. And I even saw Gussie's soul come out of his body, join all the people, the pets that were there, and the three angels, they were playing harps, and it was just beautiful, like his crossing. And I could not, I knew there was something more to this. And we had been together for 10 lifetimes. But to answer your question, animals give us unconditional love. No matter where we are, you can always be guaranteed they're going to love us. They're going to support us. And for some people, you know, that's all they have. And I know for me, like I always say to my husband, if you know, the dogs come first, you know, the dogs come first. And when I'm doing a talk,
My husband keeps saying he's so low on the totem pole.
It's true.
Like, no, honey, you're fine.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I was doing a talk once, and I was saying, you know, like Rocky didn't cross over till he found his replacement. And that was Ross. So, you know, Ross was kind of annoyed by that for the first long time. And he'd say, and he'd go, yes, I am the dog's replacement. And so he went to him later and said, if she let you replace him, you should be honored. And then that's where he shifted. But I've always, my dogs come first, you know, so sorry, Ross.
So do you think when a pet passes that they help you find the next pet that's supposed to be in your life?
Yes, absolutely. That just happened for me. And do you want me to tell you the quick story on that one?
Sure.
Okay. So Gussie told me that he was sending his replacement. He was sending us a new puppy. So I'm thinking, okay, well, my schedule's pretty busy, and I don't know if I really have time to, you know, do the puppy training at 8 weeks old and, you know, the whole thing. So Marley really, really grieved. When Gussie crossed, Marley got worse every day. And this will happen to pets, as I'm sure you know yourself, right? And so I had to literally take him everywhere that I went, just because he needed to be with me. I was constantly doing him healing. We'd gone into our local pet store, and the manager said, oh my gosh, like Marley does not look good. And I said, we need to get like Gussie's replacement. Gussie said he was sending a new puppy. You need to help me find him. I'm so busy, and I'm just asking Gussie, put me in the place wherever where it is to get this puppy. So it was 3 weeks, literally 3 weeks. And it took that long because I had to process what I was going through, and I didn't Right. want to, and Gussie knew this, that, you know, you can't really bring a pet in. You got to go through those emotions first to accept and go, yeah, you're part of our family, not comparing, and, oh, you're not as good as your, you know, Gus kind of thing.
Right.
So anyways, what happened? I got a phone call from this pet store manager, and she said, I need you to rescue this little puppy that is a terrible story, and can you come right now? And I said, well, I've got an hour and a half window before and after clients, and I'll be right there. So I went, and she said, what happened? There was a man who had gone to his parents. He was their executor, power of attorney. He saw to his horror that his other brother thought he was doing the right thing, got this little puppy, which he thought was a Shih Tzu, got this dog for his parents who have dementia. They forgot they had a dog. He found it in the garage. He didn't know how long it had been there. And so he knew the both of them had dementia, and he knew that he needed to get a home for them. And he'd gone into the pet store and said, you know, who do you have? And interestingly, I have a pamphlet that is about my hospice pet doula. It fell off the shelf right at his feet. And so then,
there you go.
But the manager had said that, you know what, only one person with this situation would we, you know, we'll call her right now. I went, we discovered that Buddy had never been in a car. He was 22 months old. He'd never been in a car. He'd never been walked. His diet consisted of rabbit poop and bird poop because they forgot to feed him.
Nice.
You know,
oops.
And so then we had his haircut, and he had a nose, like a big nose. So he's not a Shih Tzu. So we don't know what he
is. No Shih Tzu hiding under there.
I know, right?
So, well, that is so right? awesome. We are out of time. I could talk to you literally for like a week on this. So we do have a special offer, and her she does have a website. It's Ask Sue London. She's on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And you can schedule an appointment with her at Ask Sue London. And if you are booking a Pet Messages with Healing for a 60-minute consultation, if you use the code SPOT, now I know where that comes from, you'll get $50 off your session. And I think this is amazing. I may be going online to talk to a couple of my kids. So Sue, thank you for all that you do. This is very important. I love animal communication. I love people who can see what you see. I think it is amazing. I wish I was better at it. And I think, yes, some of us are born with that gift. I think all of us can hone into it a little bit, but some of us are much better than others. Yeah. You are definitely that person. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure. And thank you for what you're doing, because you're really, you know, having a big impact yourself, right? So I appreciate you for doing that.
Working on it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another great Naturally Healthy Pets episode. Be sure to check out the show notes for some helpful links. And if you enjoy the show, please be sure to follow and listen for free on your favorite podcast app. We value your feedback and would love to hear from you on how we're doing. Visit drjudymorgan.com for healthy product recommendations, comprehensive courses, upcoming events, and other fantastic resources. Until next time, keep giving your pet the vibrant life they deserve.
The purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a veterinarian, licensed nutritionist, or other qualified professional. You're encouraged to do your own research and should not rely on this information as professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Dr. Judy and her guests express their own views, experience, and conclusions. Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets neither endorses or opposes any particular view discussed here.